I consider this to be the essence of my joyful productivity method. It's the energy reboot practice. It's the core practice. It's what keeps bringing me back to joyful productivity, not only day by day, but even hour by hour. So I'm really happy to be able to share this module with you. Energy reboot has been with me since at least 2015. I'm always trying to track when did I actually start doing this. I think it might have been 2014 or even earlier, but I think I started teaching it somewhere in 2015, and it really has had a profound life-changing, I'd say life-changing, not just business-changing. It's changed my business for sure. It's allowed me to show up very consistently, more consistently than I would say many of my peers, but more importantly, showing up with a more consistently authentic and joyful presence. So why does the and the next lessons where I'll actually lead you into the energy reboot, but I just want to tell you, why does it work? Why does it work? At the core, the energy reboot, if you Google energy reboot, you might see my videos and articles about it. Google knows me by now, or Bing or whatever search engine you use. But energy reboot, it's probably not the best name. I probably could have come up with a better name, but now it's stuck and I'm kind of stuck with it. People think, oh, it's about, getting your exercise back and your nutrition back. And yeah, that's probably a better name, better understanding of what energy reboot means, getting your physical energy back up and things like that, and some kind of regimen for that. For me, when I say energy reboot, I was really talking micro, 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 meaning like, can I reboot my energy in the next 30 seconds? And when I say energy, I don't just mean I'm tired right now, or I am, resistant right now. When I say energy, I mean spirit, your attitude. That's really what I'm talking about. Your attitude reboot. It's more like this. Rebooting your spirit with which you approach whatever's in front of you, whatever task or problem is in front of you. That's what I'm talking about. And of course, you could use this to reboot your physical, exercise, nutrition, sleep, and all that stuff by saying, well, let me reboot my attitude towards anything. So that's to me, the power of the energy reboot is not just it's not some kind of getting yourself healthy and well again, which is important, obviously, but it's getting yourself to get unstuck in this moment of resisting working on something that's good for you, whether it's in your business or in your life. And that energy reboot really is the secret to working lightly. Because if you, and why do I say that? And working lightly, we have several modules in this Joyful Productivity course about working lightly. It's so important. But energy reboot resets our understanding, shall I say, of our place in reality, or our understanding of our destiny, you might say. Let me explain. So when I first started doing my energy reboot, in the next lesson, when I actually lead you through it, it's my latest version of it. My first energy reboot version, which I practiced for several years, like I said, at least from 2015 to 2017 or 18, I practiced the first version of it, which is to breathe in, and I'm almost forgetting what the first version is. You can look it up, but online, I have a blog post with the first version, but it's like you breathe in love, you breathe out total security, you breathe in gratitude, you breathe out trust, or something like that. And I know different people have different opinions on breathing in and out, like we're supposed to breathe out bad stuff. And if that works for you, great, because that may helps you let it go. I think in certain circumstances, that's great. To me, though, because I do the energy reboot so many times during the day, literally at least once an hour during my waking working day, when I'm in the evening relaxing, hanging out with my wife, or hanging out, I'm not like, oh, let me do my energy reboot right now. It's during my working day, which is usually where I get stuck, procrastinating, resistant, frustrated, confused, down on myself, self-doubting. That stuff happens much more likely during a working day than in the evening when I'm watching Netflix, right? So that's why energy reboot is I'm doing it at least once an hour during my working hours. But usually I've now habituated doing it like every 10 minutes, Yeah, every 10 to 15 minutes during my working day, I'm literally going, you know, if you're working on with me on Focus Mate, when I point over to my Focus Mate little device here, I bought a device, cheapest tablet just to work on Focus Mate. If you work on with me on Focus Mate, you'll like see me like every 10 or 15 minutes doing this thing and like doing this stretch on it, which I'll lead you into next. So why do I do it so often? Because I forget so often my relationship to reality with a capital R, that I forget again that what I'm working on right now is not that important. It's important, just like paying taxes is important, right? It's important for worldly reasons, for the survival of my body, sure, but it's not important in my view for the soul. For the soul, what's important is the spirit with which I approach this moment. I've read thousands at by this point of near-death experiences, and that's sort of, if I had a religion, if I had a world spiritual worldview, it would be near-death experiences and what the lessons we learn from there, which is very ecumenical, and you know, it actually matches much of the world's religions anyway, about how it's all love. And it's, you know, you're protected and led by God or higher source, higher power, et cetera. And that none of this really matters. We're just here to learn love and learn how to be nicer to each other and nicer to ourselves, and to have courage and to grow and to experience life, this earth, this beautiful school that we're in, playground, you know. That's what matters to me. That's really what matters. Like, and every time I get stuck and like, oh, I don't know how to write this blog post, it's, I'm like, I forgot what this is about. Like, the blog post doesn't matter. Even the fact that a client canceled, you know, if a client cancels, obviously that has real world bodily impact on my finances, on my ability to do my work and all that stuff, ability to enjoy my work, whatever. Of course it matters. Of course, like to the body, it matters. To the mind and ego, it matters. But no, I mean, if a client cancels, instead of, you know, broke the contract, no, let them go. Let bless them, right? Because in the near in the life review, we're gonna be I'm gonna be grateful that the energy that I think about somebody either weighs them down. The judgments I have towards somebody, even if I try not to, if I just keep having judgment, that weighs them down spiritually in a weird vibrational holographic sense. We don't understand. I don't understand, but it does weigh them down. And so what matters is for me to cleanse my thoughts and my spirit and my emotions at every single moment. Like, I should be, you know, in direct connection with God and worship in every single second of every day, ideally. Obviously, we have bodily needs to take care of and our business to run. So it's like I just say I constantly forget every single second that this is not real, that none of this matters, and that I'm just, yeah, I'm gonna write a blog post now. I'm gonna reach out to a new potential client now. With love is what matters. Whether or not they sign up doesn't matter ultimately. No, this is all just earthly stuff. What matters is, did I practice love and make that person, hopefully, at least did I practice love? Whether that person felt love is, you know, the second level. But did I practice love and get practice love my spirit? Did I practice trust? And so the ultimate trust in the in God or universe or however you want to say it, higher power, and that is ultimately the bottom line of the energy reboot, is that practicing it for so many years, why did it change my life and change my business and made me authentic consistently, or more likely than others perhaps, I don't know, to be authentic? It's because I don't care anymore whether my business fails. It's getting to a true level of surrender of my condition to God or the universe, knowing that all will be well, all is magically, mysteriously well. Even if I can't pay my bills this month, somehow all is mysteriously well. And my hero for this has always been Peace Pilgrim. If you don't know Peace Pilgrim, I always recommend going to find the Peace Pilgrim audiobook. It changed my life. I mean, it really strengthened my energy reboot and made it really meaningful for me. Peace Pilgrim, very briefly, was somebody who one day just said, I'm done with this capitalistic system. This is back in, I don't know, the 60s, 70s, right? Back then, the hippie days. I'm done with this capitalistic system. I don't want to buy and sell and make money anymore. So Peace Pilgrim gave up money. And not only gave up money, gave up shelter and said, I'm just going to walk until I'm going to walk and help people. I mean, this is like our hippie dream, right? I'm just going to walk and help people until someone feeds me and someone shelters me. And if no one shelters me and no one feeds me, I will sleep on the side of the road. I will eat blueberries from the tree, from the bushes. I will drink river water, just like that. And you're like, oh, that's so idealistic. Yeah, how long did that last? 3 days, right? Because people have tried repeating Peace Pilgrim's experiments and it lasted like 3 days before they went back to their mother's basement, right? So no, Peace Pilgrim was very unique because it didn't last 3 days. It didn't last 3 weeks, 3 months, or even 3 years. No, 30 years. And she walked the length of America like dozens of times. Just and oftentimes just sleeping on the side of the road or sleeping on some abandoned warehouse or whatever, and just helping everybody. Didn't never said no, just and never took a single dollar, never took a single dime. And she, well, according to her, and according to people who knew her, one of the happiest humans who ever lived. Again, most of us don't have that karmic path, and we'll quit after like, you know, 8 hours if we're hungry and starving, we'll quit. But the principle of that was how I always said, that's true. The universe will always take care of it. Even if you're meant to live a householder life, householder meaning, yeah, you're supposed to make money and pay the bills and pay taxes and build a business empire, whatever whatever it calls to you, it's still none of this matters. It's still about the moment to moment, whether you are practicing virtue essentially in the moment, love, courage, patience, persistence, you know, humility, grace, gratitude, joy, light, working lightly, joyful productivity, if I may place my method among the virtues. That's ridiculous. But yes, that knowing that all will be well and that therefore this is a playground. Even if we can't pay our bills, we can be Peace Pilgrim and just walk along the side of the road until someone feeds us, because someone eventually will, or we'll go to a soup shelter and sleep there, homeless shelter, whatever. Eventually all will be well. And when I keep practicing my energy reboot, and several years into it, it took me several years to really like go, that's right. Like, yeah, I don't care what anybody thinks of me. Not really. Of course, I care from a marketing sense and looking at analytics. Oh, I should do more content there. I should make more. But that's just all games. It's just all like earthly games. Like none of this really matters. I'm just here to practice love and authenticity. And of course, I keep forgetting every second. And I make choices out of fear again, and make choices out of doubt, and make choices out of non-trust. Of course, I'm human. But if I keep practicing energy, I keep returning to this. And therefore, you know what? This has also been the secret of me. Like I said, it's been secret of my consistency over the years. No matter how sick I am, how healthy I am, how self-doubting I am, how self-blaming I am, I just keep coming back. This has been my secret to longevity in my business, where when most of my peers have not survived because they're now back in corporate or whatever. But it's like they keep going. I should not be judging them, right? Like, again, that's weighing them down. But what I've noticed is the patterns of entrepreneurs like tying themselves to launches and go, oh, that was successful. Oh, that was a failure. And like these emotional ups and downs and being so attached to that emotional ups and downs, of course, wears us out and go, oh, forget this. I'm going to get a freaking job. I don't need this. I don't need these ups and downs and like wondering where my next client's going to come from. Who needs that? Go and get a job. I'm sure if you want to go get a job, great. If you can't deal with this, but we're here as solopreneurs because we know that the dream is to be able to do an authentic business, but it requires you to either be so attached and be able to deal with all the ups and downs, and the ego has to survive that, or you go, whatever, ups and downs, whatever. And if you can be witness consciousness, unattached to all that, you've really found, in my opinion, the secret to being able to stay as a solopreneur like this. And it's at first it looks like this, but when you go out, it's like this. It just keeps going up. eventually, gradually, but you'll still have ups and downs. Of course, people will still, your clients will still leave you. And some people will still say no. And some people suddenly will come to you. I don't know how, but oh, through my Instagram post. Oh my gosh. Okay. But if you keep staying with it, and again, my secret of staying with it is energy reboot, working lightly. And I really do think it also has health benefits to physical health. I really do think that. Not just, I think, I've noticed it. It has benefits to my physical health, unattached to this a solopreneur journey, but just laughing at it or smiling at it, or at least not wallowing so much in the self-doubt, the fear, the you know, self-blame or whatever, and go coming back to the energy reboot. So with that, let's move on to the actual energy reboot practice in the next lesson.